I have come to believe that every entrepreneur is a visionary and that we use the tools of conscious creation to manifest the businesses we create in our minds. I think that is true for most successful people. Take, for instance, the comments of actress, singer, and former Miss America, Vanessa Williams, as she told Parade magazine recently, "You have to have fire. You have to have a dream and some kind of drive and vision to propel you on." Now, how's this for vision? Taylor Knox, champion surfer and the first winner of the Big Wave Challenge that annually honors a surfer conquering the largest wave, told his parents as a third grader that he was going to become a professional surfer. Then in the sixth grade, he wrote in a class assignment that he wanted to grow up to be a pro surfer sponsored by Channel Island Surfboards. Guess what? He did. Like Taylor, I told my parents as an 11-year-old, I would grow up to be a sports writer. At age 20, I was a writer at the Detroit Free Press. At 21, I was at the Associated Press. And at 22, I was at the Washington Post. I was a conscious creator before I even knew it. Once I segued into the media relations business, my vision helped to manifest effective publicity campaigns for my clients and an abundant life for myself. I noticed, though, something very significant along the way. Whenever money was in short supply, when I worried about paying my staff or the rent, the money would just appear at the 11th hour. Just as long as I made moral choices and lived by a code that I felt was in keeping with universal ethics and principles. I began to trust the universe would fulfill my needs and that I was embraced by a power that appreciated my integrity. It appeared to be looking after my well-being. Indeed, I feel blessed. But each of us looks at our lives and sees the shortcomings. So I then embarked on a quest in my 50s to see why I wasn't as happy as I'd like to be and what I could do about it. With the guidance of many people more wise and in touch with the universe than myself, I began a personal transformation that has led to planting the seeds for a global transformation. Sage writers like Wayne Dyer, Louise L. Hay, Carolyn Meese, Shakti Gawain, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and many others provided vast amounts of knowledge. I had long felt that my skills were meant for a much bigger forum. When mentoring young people throughout my career and using my talents as a publicist on a vast scale, helping to initiate the worldwide poker boom, for instance, these were meaningful activities, but I was created for a larger purpose. So using the skills I had acquired for meditating and asking the universe for answers, I queried, what is indeed my purpose? The answer came in a sudden flash with an electrical charge and incredibly powerful resonance in my body, like I have never felt before. The vision for this book and for teaching world transformation using conscious creation was laid out in a vision before my eyes. The moment of profound connection with the universe, when I felt like I was one with the universal power, has set me on this course.